Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and kings and queens. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I just want to apologize for yesterday. I did put it out there that we weren't having a show yesterday because I had an allergic reaction, y'all, to what? I don't know. I can't believe it's food. I think it's clothing because I changed my washing detergent. And I think that's what my body had a reaction to, the clothes that I had on. I mean, I was broke out from head to toe. My lips looked like soup coolers. Ah! But anyway, welcome to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 6:02 on the West Coast, and it's 9:02 on the East Coast. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is not open tonight. Miss Nina is still on vacation. She'll be back next Monday night. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Click over on readings and scroll down the page. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We can accommodate your time frame if you live on the East Coast. So spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Okay, so first off, let me do birthdays. You know, that's something me and Miss Nina always do. So birthdays for this week. Happy birthday to Mr. Marashango Haramanduma. Hope I pronounced that right. Happy birthday to Robin Neal, Debbie Teeters, Deborah Messina. Happy birthday to Joe Woods. Oh, Joe, I used to be my coworker. She is such a sweet young lady. Happy birthday, Joe. You're turning 45 today? Wow. Okay, happy birthday to Christos Margaritas. Happy birthday to Bajarn Jensen. Happy birthday to Rhonda, one of the Sisters of Blackness sorority sisters. Happy birthday, Rhonda Branham. Happy birthday to Shirley Life. Happy birthday to Joseph, Roz Joseph. Happy birthday to Edward Adams, who's turning 46. Happy birthday to Lars Worm Larson. Happy birthday to Don Williams. Excuse me. Happy birthday to my god sister, Lena Gutierrez. Happy birthday, Terrence Jones, John Studemeyer. Happy birthday, Jacob Sylvester. Happy birthday, Myron LaFalle. Happy birthday, Amanda Thorne. And happy birthday, Ashley Eakes, turning 31 years old. God bless each and every one of you, and I hope that you've had a wonderful, wonderful birthday, or you will have. Okay. Well, with that, you know we always do prayers before we begin. So let's do that. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our will be done. Now, we release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and our future. We release all karmic density from the earth, the moon, the sun, Mercury retrograde, Jupiter, Mars, Pluto, Venus, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Now I want to do one more. We release all karmic density to everyone that's listening to the show from the fourth the fifth and the sixth density, from the multiverse, and from our energy and vibration to the collective conscious and love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Every day, our will creates 100% energy and vibration. Every day, our will creates pineal gland power. That's that little gland that looks like a pine cone about in the center of your brain. Every day, our will creates infinity of love. Every day, our will creates soul nourishment. Every day, our will creates financial abundance. So be it, our will be done. Every day, our will creates the energy of the fourth, fifth, and sixth density, fourth, fifth, and sixth universes, fourth, fifth, and sixth multiverses. So let our wills be done. Okay, and I've got one more. This is for everybody that's listening, whether you're around the world in the chat room. Well, the chat room's not open, but on the phone. We fully accept these divine ascension codes, harmonics, tones, cosmic rays of evolution, and source life amplifications into our cells and energy fields fully, and amplifying the Christed ascended state of consciousness across all densities and dimensional expressions of self. I want you to feel yourself aligned with Source, with the universe, galactic, solar self, and Gaia, so be it. We call forth the highest quality of divine human DNA within us to fully activate. We call to ourselves the highest quality of divine crystalline human DNA. We reclaim our purified Christed DNA across all timelines, densities, and dimensional expressions back to our cellular structure. Activate it etherically, reconnect, rebundle, and replicate it through our bodies and energy fields. Beloved DNA, light up and rewrite our forms and energy fields into sacred geometric patterns reflecting our divine self. We fully reclaim our highest expression and welcome forth our Christed universal self, crystalline DNA activated to the highest level which complements our journeys. We command this under all graces and forces of pure source consciousness to express as a palpable reality, raising all of our consciousness to resonate with the primary Christed timelines of the pure and true ascension. So be it, our will be done. Okay, we got birthdays done, we got prayers done. Oh, before I take calls, just to let y'all know, the new moon is on the 11th, which is a Saturday coming up. The new moon is this Saturday, August 11th, and the full moon is August 26th, which is the last Sunday of this month. That's August 26th. And good news, on August the 19th, which is the third Sunday of this month, no more Mercury retrograde. Yay! Okay, well, let's begin. All right, our first caller is area code 303. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hey, I was just listening, actually.
Oh, well, I can take a call because I'm done with all the pre-show stuff. So I'm doing readings now, so go ahead. You got a question about anything?
Oh, I can ask one if you want me to come up with something.
Sure,
I can do
sure.
That.
Sure.
Okay. Let me think about this, since I wasn't really expecting this.
Well, that's okay. What's your first name?
Allison.
Allison. Okay. Go ahead, Allison, and welcome to the show again.
Hi. Thanks. Yeah, and boy, will it be nice when this Mercury turns direct. It's been a rugged period with all the many planets, including Mars, retrograde right now. So,
oh,
it's
Allison,
been a real
it's a clusterfuck.
Time.
Excuse my language.
It's
been a clusterfuck.
No worries. Yes, it has. But come September, things will start kind of smoothing out a little bit. So
yes. In fact, after the 19th, starting, you know, the third week of this month, things will slowly, day by day, start to cool down and get us back to our normal, natural lives that we're used to.
Yep. So I'm just wondering if I'm going to be moving in with Joe.
I'm just getting ready to ask you, why is it I'm picking up you're in between two men?
No.
Oh, okay, because
no.
I'm picking up your two men. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, not at all. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to touch that one. Joe's a buddy. Joe's just a buddy. He's just offering me a space to crash because I'm in between places. So, no, I haven't. Oh, gosh, God, you freaked me out there. I mean, I'm just so far from in between two anybodies.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if I'm going to end up taking that offer that he's extended very nicely, or if something else will come along, or if he himself will be moving, which is also on the list of possibilities, which means his offer would be off the table.
If he moves,
he's offering
me to move in with him?
He's offering me. No, not want me. He just says, so you don't have to be homeless. You can live here. You can stay here until you find your own place.
Yeah, split the rent. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it would be a financial thing, bonus for him, you know.
Okay. You sure there's no romantic inclination
oh,
on his
God.
Part?
He's like a brother.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know he loves you and he cares a hell of a lot about you. He does. As a human being,
no,
he does.
No.
But
it's
I'm
not
just
love.
I'm
it's
just...
not love. It's not love. It's, you know, he's my old landlord.
Okay, well,
it's
that doesn't
love.
Mean
it's,
he doesn't like you.
Like no, we do. We like each other. But I mean, but believe me, this is like a brother sister kind of business or arrangement. Brother-sister business arrangement is exactly what this is.
Okay.
If it comes to pass.
Okay. Well, he is telling you the truth. When he moves, if you still need assistance, he would help you. Yes, he's telling you the truth. He would.
So
no,
I know
he's
that.
Not lying.
You know,
oh, okay.
Already,
I thought you were wondering if he would still do
offer.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
No. I just asked if I would be willing, if I'm going to be doing that, if I'm going to be not needing to do that. It's a temporary
crash.
Oh,
okay, hold on. All right, let me ask. For a short while, they're telling me it's either 2 weeks or 2 months, and that's it. You're on your own. So when he moves, you will be moving either 2 weeks or 2 months from that date that you move in. Okay, so you are going to be following Joe, but it's just a short period, very short. Something comes through for you. I almost feel like there's somebody that has like a, it's not a basement, like the second floor of their house or something that's available, and they'll rent it to you at a reasonable price. So that's why I don't see you staying too long. It's a short, just a short stay. And that's coming up pretty quick here, too. Probably by the end of the month, Allison, or by 1st of September.
Could be. I'm not sure. I have not decided if I want to pursue that offer, and he himself may be moving. I won't know more about
well,
that until
yeah.
I actually talk with him. I mean, moving, like long distance out of state moving, so it may be that the offer's off the table if he decides to make that move. He's in the process of deciding that right now.
Okay, well, that's what I see. That's what the angels are showing me, that you would be with him for a short period. But like I said, it's either 2 weeks or 2 months. I don't know which one it is, but it's short. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's That's all I would need it for. I said, it's a crash pad. It's not, oh, God. You know, I'm still sick to my stomach at the whole concept of this, of you bringing in the romantic thing. It makes me sick to my stomach the same way that, that you feel when you imagine anything like that with a brother or a sister. It's just wrong, you know. It's just wrong. Some relationships are not meant. I'm kind of really sorry I asked the question now, because now I really feel nauseous in my stomach at the very idea of that.
Why do you feel bad about that? Even though it's a brother and a sister, that still did. Attractive woman, like some man is missing out on being with you.
It's just wrong. You know, certain relationships, certain people in your life.
I understand.
Our family.
Yeah.
And anything, even the mere thought of anything other than that is so unnatural, it makes you kind of want to vomit. And that's kind of how I feel right now. So, anyway,
I'm sorry that you feel that way. But he definitely is a friend, and he would, he's going to help you out. But, well, what do you want to do? You want to hang up or you want to stay on the line?
Yeah. No, I'll just stay on the line and listen to other callers since I'm at the moment anyway. Maybe it'll kind of take my mind off things.
Okay,
been grossed out. All right.
Okay,
bye.
Hold on. Area code 229, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Linus, this is Melvin.
Well, hi, Melvin. How are you doing, young man?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. About the same, but I'm just trying to stay positive.
There you go. There you go.
Yes, ma'am.
So what's going on?
I finally got a console sent over for me. You remember you was telling me about my heart? I need to see a cardiologist.
Right.
Yeah, I finally get to see one in the morning.
Good.
Yeah, see what's going on with that. But also, I just wanted to ask you a question about my Social Security benefits. I feel like it's coming pretty quick.
It's not going to be long. Yeah, me and Nina both told you it's not going to be long. You should get it by the 1st of October your check should start? You'll get check, and then you'll get another check.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get a check this month, I believe. Get approval?
Oh. Hey, let me give you a hand clap, Melvin. All right, brother.
Yeah. No, that's what I think y'all said about
August?
This month. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Could you
check that? I know it's not long. Like she said, you're only going to get turned down once, and then you're going to get your money.
Yeah. I mean, do you see that, like me getting it this month? At least getting an approval letter saying I've been approved.
Yes, I see that, the approval letter, but I don't see money until September and October. Those 2 months I see the money sign. But August,
okay.
Approval letter at the end of this month, yes.
The end of this month?
But it'll be September. Mm-hmm. I tell you, the government is a slow process, Melvin. Sorry to say but that's just where we live, right? But, but September, October for sure, but I would think by September, the middle of September, you should start seeing some kind of money or results, right? Like even if it's a half a check, if it's not a whole, but by October, you should get one check, a lump sum, and then you'll start getting your regular monthly checks.
That'll be... next month?
September or October, either one, you'll get that. Mm-hmm. So you did go see the attorney and have him help you with the paperwork so we can get this through?
Oh, yeah. I have an attorney. I've been an attorney. But But I just call them and they can speed it up, you know, to aggravate them a little bit. But,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm gonna,
sure, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But I told them, I said, hey, I don't have any income. I'm just living off, you know, what I got, you know, in the past. But I need to start, you know, I need, that's why I was about my income coming in. Because I want to move. So, but you said it's going to be.
Yeah, you're looking at probably September when you'll see some cash money. Yeah,
well,
and it
I mean,
won't be the first
be
of the month.
Yeah, I can pay, I have enough to pay September's rent, and that should, like, it should be, like, right on time then?
Right. When you pay your September rent after that, I would say before the end of September, around the middle of the month of September, you should get some cash. You should get some kind of check by then. So, that, like I said, I'm seeing that it might be, like, half. Like you might get $5,000 or $10,000, and then October it'll be the full amount. And that might be $20,000. I don't know. It looks like it's going up, and it's because of your medical problems that they're going to raise the checkup.
Right. I mean, because when I see this doctor, they should raise it up.
And they are.
Come on.
Yep.
Okay.
They are. So.
Well,
yeah, you're looking good. I mean, I know it's right down to the wire, but you are still going to do good. You'll have money. You won't have to worry about your rent for the rest of the year. After September, it's smooth sailing because your money will start coming in. Yeah. Yep.
Miss Nina, do you see my son staying with me, but do you see him moving in it, I mean, like a couple of weeks?
I think you got one more month and he's out. He's
the end
gone
of this
in
month?
About a month. He might be there the beginning of September. It looks like the second week of September he moves.
Wow. That's
yeah,
kind of
second
long.
Week of September. Because he's going to be moving in with a woman.
A woman?
Yeah, some woman. I don't know.
It's
not going to
be the same woman you moved out with, is it?
No. Mm-mm.
Is it?
This is somebody else he met.
Okay.
This is somebody else he met, but he's doing this instead of getting his own place. So I'm going to tell you, that's why he's moving out in September. He's moving in with this woman because she told him, you know, they could live together, but it's his way of getting out of paying rent, too. You know what I mean? He's going from place to place without paying rent.
Yeah, he don't want to pay me, you know? But I said, okay, just stay here, you know, until you build up your money. But does he have enough money saved to live on his own? He claims that he has so many bills to pay.
Not right now, he doesn't. To be
he
honest
do
with
it.
You, he'll save some money when he moves in with this woman in September. Why?
But he's not
be paying all the bills. Because she'll be paying all the bills, and so his money will go to child support or whatever. But, yeah, but that may not last too long either because she'll soon get tired of that.
Oh, Jesus. But, I mean, but
well,
he said
because,
that he
you
had...
know, if a man moves in with you, come on, you expect him to pay half and
you
pay half, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's, I mean he's liable. Can't nobody just keep taking, you're a grown man now. I taught him better than that, and I told him that. But do we have any money saved up? He claimed that he has like four people that he has to pay every time he get paid loan companies. Is that true?
Yeah, he's got some outstanding debts. Yes, he does.
I mean,
you
is
know,
he really
at a part at a time in his life he ran and thought he could hide, but it all caught up with him. Because, you know, once you start working, your Social Security number is out there. So now these debtors and other people can find you to get their money back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So you know, you just chalk that up to young and being foolish. with his money and debt, but now he's paying for it. It's like karma. Okay, we know you're working, and we want our money. Yeah.
That's right. You're right. And that's what I was trying to tell him, man. I said, I taught you wherever you go. I mean, you have your own. You get your own home, and you pay your rent or light bill. That's the first thing come out of your check. Because nobody is not going to take care of you for free while you're getting a check. He get paid every week.
Yep.
Once a week. And he told me, I said, well, how much you have after you pay your bills? He like, about $200. Is that accurate?
Yeah, because I was just going to say the most he could give you is probably $100. I'll be damned. And you said $200. Because I was just getting ready to tell you the most he could give you is $100. He really is. I'm sorry to say it, Melvin, but karma has caught up with him as far as economics.
Yeah.
And debt to ratio. So just one of the things, you know, we learn is experience is the best teacher when we're young. That's why I say young and foolish.
Yeah.
You know, now he's older and he's paying for it. Yeah. You know, it's like having a kid and you're not married, but you still, you're going to pay child support even though you're not with that mother and child till they're 18. So...
Yeah,
kind
that's
of the
true.
Same thing. I feel sorry for the brother.
He just
got to
learn,
you know?
Though.
Amen.
Yeah, he just got to
learn.
Amen, Melvin.
We all had to learn. Me, you, and everybody else and our kids.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we did. But I told him today that I gave him a couple of weeks to, you know, he got to find his own way.
He'll be out of there. I don't know. I'm not seeing him so much by the end of this month, but I see him September. He's gone by the second week of September. He's not there with you anymore. I see him living with a woman. So, yeah. So maybe he might be gone before the end of August. You know, them two hook up, whatever. God bless.
Yeah. Because that's when I want to be moved out of here as soon as possible, probably in October. You see that?
October you probably could, because then you'll have gotten your other money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
you can go
looking at where you want to live, because you'll have the money, and then plus you'll have a check every month coming in. So, you're looking at probably October. But, I mean, once you pay September, even though you're staying there, Melvin, you'll be okay because you'll have the other money, you know, to pay for October if you don't move out until the end or something. Yeah. You're not stressing. In fact, it's pretty good. You don't have to stress. You can take your time and kind of look instead of, being under the gun.
I'm still apply back to the HUD program because they told me once I start receiving my Social Security that I can be eligible and they can give me a house.
Yes.
And they said it could, you know. And I heard it's gonna be real quick, you know. They can get in their house. So if I'm approved, and they show me the amount that I'm going to be receiving this month, I can take that down there and show them that this is what I'm going to be getting, and they can go and start finding me a house for me. Cause I just want to move into a bedroom house.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's what.
Yeah, all that's possible.
Okay. And then, you know, my daughter, she called me today, and she got to have a test run, a biopsy ran on her with the cancer on next Tuesday.
Okay.
And how would that come out for her? That's the last thing I asked. I'm sorry.
They're going to find cancer. Yeah, they're going to find it.
Dang. About what stage, you know?
I see 3 and 4. So I think it depends where it is in your body, but I see 3 and 4. 3, you live. 4, it's antsy. But even at stage 1, 2, and 3, if you have cancer, you'll live. It's not a problem. But 4 and 5 is it's shaky. It's shaky.
They're not going to find 4, are they?
I don't know.
Oh, I know you don't want that, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep praying for her. Just keep praying for her, honey.
Yeah. She'll fight through this.
And I'm going to tell you this. You don't have to tell her that, but I'm going to tell you this. Her cancer came from hurt.
From
emotional hurt.
Emotional hurt.
Yep.
I believe
that. She never let it go.
She
never let it go, and it just ate at her.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, if you don't let things go, it remains in your body. It's toxic. It's against your body.
Yeah.
That's negative energy. So, yeah, sometimes when we go through stuff in life, I know it's hard. It's not easy for some people, depending on what happened in your life. But eventually you have to let that go, because as long as you keep it in your body, you get cancer, you get heart, you get, what's the other one, ulcers. That's really normal stress.
Man.
Where you let stuff in, get ulcers.
See, these guys are in several areas of a body. Around a heart area, a lower back area, in a gallbladder, in a spleen. About four areas of a body.
Well, she was hurt. It was really a bad hurt.
Yeah, I think she started acting that way when my son died. And she, my son called her that night, and she didn't answer the phone. And she, I think, she feel guilty of that, cause she always bring it up. I said, Sharika, you can't.
You got to tell her, let that go. That was in God's hand. That didn't have anything to do with her.
And now she starts, you know, come around me. Because we didn't used to be, I never heard from her for a couple, you remember I used to tell you, I never heard from her. And now she was here last weekend, and now she'll be back this weekend. And she told me, said, Daddy, I'm not coming here because you got a little money, I'm just coming because I want to be close to you.
Yeah.
She knows something on
it. Yeah, but that is part of it. When your son died, they were close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were really.
Yeah. Mhm. I can feel it. They were close. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she shouldn't have took that burden on. That's not a burden.
No.
When somebody dies,
no.
That's between them and God. That has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
We don't control death. We don't even control life. We just hope the baby comes, you know, and be healthy.
That's right. Yeah,
but
you're right.
We don't control birth and we don't control death. That's up to God. So, yeah, he probably did reach out and call her, but that's nothing for her to feel guilty about. You know, she's got to understand that his time was up. It was time for him to cross over. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I can understand that, because, Melvin, there are people in this world that feel like that. Oh, if I had just did this. Or, Lord, if he had let me do this and blah, blah. You are not God.
Yeah.
You're not God.
When it's time to go, you got to go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Nobody want to see their loved one go. I don't care who you are, but it's not in our hands. I mean, if it was, they wouldn't be gone, would they? Because we could save them.
Yeah, that's right. But I want to tell you something, Miss Nina.
Okay.
I thank you and Miss Lena. I thank you and Miss Nina, because she's not on tonight.
No,
Nina,
she's on vacation. She'll be back next week.
Okay.
But I
want to call in next week. And I'm going to tell her she was so right about that woman that she told me. You can pick up on her, but she said, Melvin, she's not the one. She's going to hurt you. And behold, I had to I listened to her, Miss Nina. Nina. Yeah, I listened to her, and I said, wow, she told me, this is it. So I cut all ties with
her. Yeah, she didn't like her.
No,
I remember
didn't.
That show. Nina didn't like her at all.
No,
she didn't want you
around
her. No,
this woman was juggling. But, and I want to tell you, I know you got to go and have other calls.
No, you're okay.
I wanna
go ahead.
I want to thank you for saving my life.
Oh,
I want to thank you for saving my life. Because I know if you wouldn't have told me to go check my heart out, something bad would have probably happened to me. I probably would have got sicker or sicker or something. But
yeah,
now I'm going to see the cardiologist. I think he's going to get my medication straight. And
good.
I just get this feeling I may have to have a little minor surgery around my heart, like a clogged artery or something.
A clogged artery,
is my condition, yeah. Is my tuition, is that a true statement or may not? He may change the medicine?
I'm feeling that too. Real minor. It's like they put a stent. Thank you. That's what I said,
yeah.
Like a little stent. It's not that big either. It's maybe 2 inches.
Yeah.
It's small.
Yeah.
Just enough to open it up, but yeah, yeah. But you're going at a good time, and I'm going to tell you, he's going to tell you that too. Your doctor's going to tell you, you came at a good time to get this done, you know, before it got worse.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You did good, but you're right. Your intuition is right. It's real minor. You should be able to come home. Like, you wouldn't be in there more than 2 days. Come right home.
Okay.
Yep.
When would this take place? Is he going to want to do it after I see him tomorrow? Is he going to do it immediately or what?
If he does, you tell him don't do it till after the 19th of August if he schedules you for surgery.
Okay. But Mercury.
Okay. Because then we're out of Mercury retrograde, and I don't want you having surgery during Mercury retrograde.
Okay. Man, I didn't know. Okay. Yeah.
So
after
the 19th, and the world turns back to normal again, we don't have that cluster,
uh-huh.
You know what, upstairs with the Mercury retrograde, the solar eclipse, and all that stuff. After the 19th,
yeah.
We're back to normal. Then schedule.
Okay.
Go see your doctor. Lord, yes, please go see him. But if he wants to do this minor surgery, just say, can we do it after the 19th of August and you know, I'll come in? Yep.
Okay. And I will be better. That would basically save my life, won't it?
Well,
I mean, will I be better?
Because you're getting ahead of something that could turn out to be worse.
Would I have more energies, more stamina, and start getting up and not being so dizzy?
Tired? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because your heart will do that, too. The heart will make you tired if it's not getting enough oxygen or blood to it. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll feel a lot better. Believe that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
You'll feel
okay.
a lot better. And also, Melvin, don't forget, like I told you before, when he puts you on medication, make sure that
uh-huh.
that medication marries with your other medication.
Okay. I'm going to definitely question him that. Because I believe he may take me off some of the medication and because I believe I'm on too much medication from the VA doctor.
Yep.
I really do because I'm like, why I need this and why I need that, but yeah, because I have my right foot, I have a Achilles on my right foot, and my right foot is swole up, and when I lay down, it goes down like normal.
Feet swell during the heat, Melvin? Or you don't eat a lot of salt? I hope not. Do you?
No, I don't eat salt, period.
Okay, so it's just the heat. It's swelling from the heat. You're just retaining water. Yeah, heat will make your body swell. You didn't know that? Sure. Sure, the heat will make you swell.
It don't have anything to do with my neuropathy, nerve damage.
Yes, angels. No, they're telling me now it's due to the heat in your heart. That's why it swells. The heat in your heart. So that's why when you put your feet up, like if you're watching TV or something, put your feet up on the couch or in a chair,
right,
and it goes down because the pressure is not there no more. That's why.
When I stand up, and walk around, I look down, I say, oh, boy, it's going to start around my ankle area, and it starts swelling up just my right foot and my leg. Up my leg goes on. And then some mornings I wake up, nothing. I mean, I'm like, I can run a marathon. But the more I stand and sit, it swells.
Tell your doctor that tomorrow. I believe that's your heart. Your heart and the heat. But tell your doctor that tomorrow that you have swelling in your feet because they need to know that. Your feet, your foot and your leg, rather. Yeah, they need to know that because that's affected by your heart as well.
Mm-hmm. So the blood flow.
Yep.
He may give me something for circulation. I'm not sure. But I need to get some weight off of me. But I need to get right because I want to be here a long time.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere, Melvin. You got another 30 years in this realm before you leave. You got 30 more years yet to go, brother.
Wow. Mm-mm. I'd be almost 100 then. That's great.
Well, lifespans are longer now, honey. Yeah, but lifespans are longer now. People only die in their 80s and 70s because they want to. You could actually live past 100 if you want to.
Yeah, I believe that. I definitely believe that. And, I definitely believe it. I just want to be able to get into me a new home and buy me a F-150 and come to Atlanta and holler at you and miss me. I'll take you guys out. You have been a true blessing to me. We need more people like you guys, and I promise you, I'm not lying. You know I am. Well, I can't be, you already know that. I would love to meet
come
you.
To pass.
I really will.
Oh,
I would love to meet
you. You will one day, because I am going to be traveling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to meet you one day. Yeah. If you ever come deep down south, look me up.
All right.
In Tallahassee or somewhere.
Do you ever go to our website? TheEssenceOfSuccess.net?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, you do, because you, for your thing.
Yeah.
Well, you see me and Nina's picture on there. Now, for me, my picture, because, you know, I'm getting ready to turn 70 in January, but I look like I'm 50.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'll be turning 70 in January.
You're not. You look like 70.
I'm 50. But this is the killer.
Yeah.
I don't have wrinkles. And I won't let them use me as a guinea pig to find out why.
Yeah.
Why at my age I have no wrinkles on my face, my body, my muscles, none of that. I don't have wrinkles. And so the doctor's like, how can this be? And now at first when I hit 60, I kept saying, because black don't crack.
you know,
when I was 60, but now I'm getting ready to turn 70, and I still do not have wrinkles. So to the doctors, my medical doctors, they're like, what am I doing? What is? I'm like, shit, nothing, you know? I'm a cigarette smoker. I'm not a drinker and drugs or none of that, but I do smoke cigarettes. And I do drink water, a lot of water. I always drink water because water's
good
for the
body. That's what it is, then. Me too.
But other than that, you know what I credit it to? I just say it's good genes from my parents.
Yep,
but it's just an oddity to the doctors. Yeah, it's just an oddity that they want to know, like, you know, I look younger than my doctors.
They think you're doing a secret and want you to tell them or something.
Yeah, and it's no secret.
Yeah.
The only secret I know is, hey, thank you, God, for blessing me. You know what I mean? There's nothing I'm doing out of the ordinary or anything. It's just, I don't know, I just say good genes. From my parents.
I'm 50. September I'll be 58 years old. And Miss Nina, I promise you, if you see me you're like, there's no way in hell that I'm 52, 58.
Well, there you go. See, that's what I'm saying.
If I lose weight, my goal is to lose at least about 80 pounds. If I get this weight off of me, my health will be better, my energy, and get this thing done with my heart, and I promise you, I will look like I'm in my 30s.
Well,
honestly, I don't have gray hair. But I have gray hair, I don't have gray hair, and I'll be 58 next month. I'm serious. I'm like, wow. Yeah, a couple of pictures on my Facebook page. Yeah, but I'm not. You like, dog? You know, that's what you would say. You see me, but because when I was younger, I took care of my body. When I was in the Marines, I ran. I exercised in the gym and all that stuff. And then, you know, depression started kicking in, you know, when I lost my father, then my mother, then my brother, then my son. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like Joseph.
And then, I heard that.
I'm telling you. And now, you know, with my daughter being ill, me being ill, not able to go up there and be with her. She wants me to come, but my ex-wife going to be there, so she loves to talk, so I'm going to let her have that one.
Well, you know what? Whether you're there or not, you're with your daughter in spirit, and always remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's always that connection spiritually. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Melvin, I got to move on. I got other callers, but I sure enjoyed talking to you.
Let me know how things come out, too.
Give us
a
call on Sunday or Monday.
All right, thank
you. Next Monday, Ms. Nina will be here. So give us a call and let us know how you're doing, please.
Okay, I will, I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Melvin. God bless you, my brother. Love you, too. Love you, too. Okay, next caller, area code 914. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
My name is Maria, and I call from New York.
Hi, Maria, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Terrific.
It's nice to talk to you guys. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I want to say, so I can go in Italy this year, me and my daughter. Your sister go in Italy.
Oh, you and your daughter are going to Italy?
No, so I'm going to go. She says I'm going to go. I wanted to go.
Oh, if you're going to go. Okay, if you're going to go to Italy.
I wanted to go in Italy, me and my daughter. She says I go. She let me know if I'm going to go or not.
If you don't go in November, the next time that you will go is April of next year.
So I'm going to go to November now?
Either if you don't go in November, November you could go, I see that. And if you don't go in November, the next time I see you going is April of next year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. But you're going. I have a feeling that you're going in the fall, this November. I think you are going.
I want to go in December, me and my daughter. When you go there in December for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, if you went in November, I see it's a big family time. I don't know. Yeah. Something about November when you get to Italy, it's, big, big family. Everybody comes. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Big celebration.
Yes.
So I don't know. Think about November because, like I said, I see big family gathering.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And listen, you two are going to enjoy your trip. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. I see all these people coming, Maria. They're so glad to see you guys. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
and enjoy your trip, too. Shoot. Yes, ma'am.
You
said,
excuse me. You say anything you want to me? You know what's going on? You say anything you want?
Do I see anything else?
Yes, please. Please.
Maria, make sure you take care of your health. I see that you have some health issues, and don't delay about them. Check it out with the doctor. Your health. Just be on top of your health. Check your health out. I see some stomach concerns with you regarding your health. I see stomach problems, so... just, you know, go to the doctor and have it checked out and make sure that you don't have an ulcer or something like that. Let's see, what else? No, the angels are saying your future looks bright. Your daughter is fine. She's okay.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Now, Maria, don't forget to go to the doctor and have your stomach checked out, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Maria. You're welcome. God
bless
you. Yes, God bless you. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of the show. I just want to thank everybody from around the world or on the phone that called in, and even the people that are just listening to the show. Thank you so much. It is my privilege and my honor, as I always say, to serve you and to answer the questions that you request. My guides and my angels are always there to give me good information. So now, Wednesday in the studio, I'll be on at 6 p.m. Wednesday, and Friday is Friday Traffic Jams. And if you miss any of the shows, you can go into the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, and on the front page, when you go into the site, just scroll down. You can listen to the shows, anyone that, you know, any of them that you've missed, okay? All right, everybody, I want to thank you for calling in today, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Remember, the new moon is Friday on the 11th. All right. And thank everybody. Have a good one.